Dith Prawn, the Cambodian-born journalist who escaped the Khmer Rouge in the 1970s, died last night. He was 65. His story and the efforts of Sidney Shanberg at the New York Times to find him was chronicled in the 1984 movie The Killing Fields.
For Christ's sake, Sidney, why didn't you get him out when you had the chance? You had no right to keep him here.
Morgan,
you've got a funny sense of priorities.
And reporter too, Morgan. I know his heart. I love him like my brother.
Sure.
And I'd do anything for him. Anything.
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has this report on Dith Prawn, a man who nearly died to tell the story of his people.
In 1972, the New York Times sent Sidney Shanberg to Cambodia to cover the violence spilling over from the Vietnam War. Dith Prawn was waiting for him. Before the war, Dith had made his living as a tourist guide and an interpreter, but Shanberg quickly saw he would be more than an assistant.
He was a terrific reporter, and his instincts were flawless. His mission became trying to tell the rest of the world what was happening to his people.
The turning point for Dith came in 1975, when the United States evacuated its embassy in Phnom Penh. Shanberg got Dith's family out of the country, but Dith refused to leave. Soon, the revolutionary communist group, the Khmer Rouge, took over the capital. A few days later, Shanberg watched as his friend walked into the countryside.
I went around this building as I watched him go up, and I put my head against the wall, and I was crying.
For the next 4.5 years, Dith survived the revolution, which it is estimated killed as many as 2 million Cambodians. Dith worked in rice fields, sometimes living on a stolen tomato or a mouthful of rice a day. He coined the term the killing fields to describe the untold numbers of corpses he saw in his attempt to escape the country. Finally, in 1979, Dith made his way to a refugee camp in Thailand. He got a message to Shanberg, who immediately returned to Southeast Asia.
When he came toward me, his legs were wobbly, but then he broke into a run because we were so excited. And he just threw his legs around my waist, and we just held each other for about, I don't know, seemed like a few minutes.
Dith said he wanted to return to the border to write up stories for the Times, but Shanberg prevailed, and the two returned to the United States. Dith became a U.S. citizen and a photographer for the Times. In 1991, he told NPR that his mission was to tell the story of the atrocities in his homeland.
These Khmer Rouge, they kill like the Hitler. They bring the whole family. They didn't have a gas chamber like Hitler, but they have plastic bags.
3 months ago, Dith Prawn was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Last night, Shanberg saw his friend, and from Dith's shallow breathing, he thought it might be their last visit together.
I didn't say goodbye to him when I left his bedside last night, because I think he's always going to be in my mind, and he has a legacy that I don't think is going to go away.
Dith leaves behind a large family in the United States and countless people who are horrified by the stories he told of the brutality of the Khmer Rouge. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.